Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Walk Your Way Well podcast. This series is brought to you by mother, worker, wife, and walker, yours truly, Niamh O'Sheehan. These podcasts bring you powerful conversations with wise and wonderful people who walk. You can join me on Facebook and Instagram for more walking shenanigans, and I sincerely hope you enjoy the show. Earlier this year, while doing what I quite often do, happily sipping coffee and Googling madly about all things walking, I came across a lady named Joyce Shulman. On further investigation, it became clear that Joyce was crazier about walking than I am, and that is a tall order. So I simply knew that I wanted to connect with Joyce and hear more about her fascinating life and her fascination with walking. How thrilled was I when Joyce promptly and positively responded to my email requesting an interview for my podcast. And today is the day. Joyce is sitting in New York about to start her day's work, and I'm in sunny Spain just rounding up a hectic day at the office. Joyce, welcome, and how are you?
Thank you for having me, Niamh. And I gotta say, if it's sunny in Spain, it's snowing this morning in New York.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, but that's so lovely. I know it sounds romantic, but it's cold, right?
It's cold.
And will you have a walk today?
It's funny you ask, because early in the winter, I love to walk in the snow. There's something magical about walking in the snow. But by the time March rolls around, I'm done with it. Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure I'm going to be able to inspire myself today, but okay. I'm going to try.
Well, let's talk about walking for the moment. How's that?
Absolutely.
Let's start with a little background. Can you tell us about business, Joyce, past and present, and how your career took you to where you are now?
Absolutely. So I actually started my professional career as a lawyer, as a commercial litigator in New York, and I did that for several years. And unlike a lot of lawyers out there, I really loved it. There were parts of it that I just loved, and I loved the people with whom I worked, but I've always been really entrepreneurial in my spirit. And shortly after my husband and I got married, which is over 20 years ago, we quit our jobs, we sold our apartment, we left New York City, and we started what would become the first of four meaningful businesses that we started together. And that's kind of, when I say four meaningful businesses, I'm sort of skipping over all of the things that we tried that didn't work at all. So if you count them, it's more like a dozen. And we began an entrepreneurial journey that's lasted more than 20 years.
Amazing. It's really impressive, Joyce. Can you tell us a little bit more about these businesses? And if you can also let us know where we can find you online so that we can follow up after the podcast and learn even more.
Absolutely. So I think I'll start with the present and work my way backwards. So right now, for the last several years, we have been building really two companies. The first is Jetty Fitness, which is a company that recently launched its first product designed to really enhance the walking experience and transform a walk into a full body workout is how we describe it. And 99 Walks, which is a company entirely focused on encouraging people, women in particular, to get up and really build an intentional walking practice, which I know is the thing that you and I share, the passion that you and I share. Going back before that, I was in digital media. I created a company called Macaroni Kid, which was all around providing information to families about everything happening in their local community for kids and families. And we were in media before that. And then our very first business, when we first left New York City 20 years ago, we made dog treats, horse treats, and cat treats. We were in the pet product business. And that was really fun and a complete disaster.
Okay, so you've had your toe in lots of different waters, Joyce.
Indeed.
I love your tenacity and your determination to create a business that you believe in, a business that you love, you know, and a business that has purpose. So many of us are trapped in careers that aren't giving us that meaningful fulfillment. We can discover more about the business that really caught my attention, 99 Walks, on the website 99walks.fit. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also 99 Walks across all the social channels, which is a fun place to learn a little bit more. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram and on YouTube. And that's just a nice way to get a sense of what we're all about.
Can you just sum that up, what 99 Walks is about? It really is a captivating idea.
So we invite our members to set their own monthly walking goal. We don't dictate how far, how fast, any of that. It really is about encouraging the development of your personal practice. And then we invite our members to track their walks through the app. And we focus, as I know you do, on this idea. We call it intentional walks. So it's not about counting steps. And there's nothing wrong with counting steps because most of us could use more movement in our days. But there's something magical that happens when you carve out some measure of time to take a walk. And that's really what we focus on. And then within the app, we have classic audiobooks available to keep you company. We have radio and music, and we have walking classes, audio walking classes.
Okay, I've looked at the app and it is snazzy, it's good looking, and yeah, it seems really easy to use, which is obviously very important. So yeah, I'd suggest everybody listening to just check it out, you know, 99walks.fit. Anything at all that can encourage us to get out moving, myself and Joyce would suggest that you check it out. Joyce, can you take your business hat off for a moment and tell us a little bit about the other side of your life? So when you're not a busy CEO, you're like many of us, just a busy mom, wife, mother and friend. Tell us a little bit about who is the behind the scenes Joyce.
It's funny, I often say that as an entrepreneur, and especially an entrepreneur who has the benefit of working on a company that, as you said, I really feel passionate about and bringing value and having an impact. Those are my priorities. I sometimes say that I feel like I work all the time and I work never. So when you say take off your business hat, it has me reflecting for a minute that I don't feel like I often do that because I do feel like things are super integrated in my life. But I am busy, that's for sure. I have two children. My son is at university. My daughter is still in high school. She's got 2 years left of high school and she's involved in all the things, right? So I'm driving to field hockey practice and picking up from track practice, and she's got exams this weekend, all the things. And yeah, friends, to something that I think we're going to chat about in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
My friends know that the best way to connect with me is to say, let's take a walk.
Ah, that sounds so familiar. My friends know when they see the phone ring and they know it's me, they go, oh, here's Niamh going to ask us to go for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. I am one of those people. I would much rather take a walk or do something outdoors than sit in a restaurant for all hours. It's just not my thing. So I do kind of integrate my life that way. And I will walk with my friends several times a week, our dogs, down out in the woods or down at the beach. So I'm living a fairly active lifestyle because that's what I love. And other than that, I'm an early bird. So I'm usually up by 5 a.m. because I get a lot of work done early in the morning, which I know for you is the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And that's my life. I mean, I often say that all I do is work, walk, and hang out with my family.
Yeah, well, they are all integrated because you can work and walk and hang out with your family all at the same time when you're in your line of business. It's lovely to know that you don't have to shut the office door at 5 p.m. and leave all that behind you. You can carry your work with you all day. So you're very blessed to be able to love your work and live your work like that.
I agree. I feel very, very fortunate. And another piece of that is shouting out to anyone with teenage or even younger children, walking with your kids is fantastic. I don't know if you're aware, but there's some research out there that especially if you have teenage kids, if you want to try to connect with them, they say, don't look them in the eyes, right? You got to treat your kids like wild animals. And that's why people often say they have the best conversations with their kids when they're driving.
Yeah.
And there is some research out there and from conversations I've had actually with therapists who specialize in working with adolescents that there's a lot of power in walking with your kids.
Absolutely, Joyce. I agree. And I know about this firsthand. It is challenging to get them out the door. We all know that, especially when they're teenagers. But I've had the best times with my kids walking in the countryside, climbing a mountain, hanging off a tree branch. If you can get them to move towards the front door and out the door, you will have fun with them. It's a wonderful piece of advice. Thank you. Joyce, I've watched several of your presentations online and I've listened to some of your podcasts. And I'm really amazed at your knowledge when it comes to walking and your ability to explain it in a very easy to understand manner. Your knowledge is so extensive. Can you take a few minutes to explain in detail why walking is simply so good for us emotionally and mentally and physically?
Yeah, and I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. I am something of a student of this subject. As you can imagine, I have read a tremendous amount of research. I've interviewed so many people on the different facets and benefits of walking, and the research, as you know, keeps coming. But in my mind, in an effort to try to organize my thoughts around this, I break the benefits of walking down into three pillars for your mind, your mood, and your body. So I can go through each of those a little bit, if that makes sense.
I'd love that. Yeah, nice. In bite-sized pieces, that would make it really easy for myself and all our listeners to take it in. Thank you.
So we'll start with the mind. Many people will say that they have their best ideas either while they're in the shower or while they're walking. You hear that from people. And there is so much scientific research to back that up. So a single 30-minute walk has been shown to boost your creativity by 60%. And that's a fascinating study out of Stanford University in the US. And they did different kinds of techniques that try to measure your ability to generate creative new ideas. And they saw that kind of very dramatic boost from a single walk, which is pretty amazing. Also, for your mind, walking has been shown to boost your memory, improve your memory, both short and long term. Walking helps to strengthen the white matter and the gray matter of your brain. And the white matter, this is newer research, is really the sort of connective tissue. It's the wiring of your brain that lets different parts of your brain connect to form ideas. And the last piece, and there is more, but the last piece, which I love, is that a regular walking practice has been shown to literally help you build brain cells and add volume to your hippocampus. So a regular walking practice literally makes your brain bigger.
Yeah, I love all this science stuff because it's great to know that we have this support because you and I, we're always telling people to go for a walk. It's good for you. But this science stuff, it proves our point, right? So thank you for sharing that. And tell us more.
So moving on a little bit to the benefits for your mood. So a walk does a couple of things to your hormones. It reduces the stress hormone cortisol. And this is the effect of a single walk, will lower your cortisol levels and then will help boost some of those happiness hormones, that trifecta of happiness hormones we talk about, the serotonin, the dopamine, and the endorphins. So people and I'm sure you've had this experience, will regularly say, oh, I feel so much better after a walk. And this is one of the reasons why. There is some research that shows that a regular walking practice can be as effective as medication to treat mild depression in not everyone, but so many people. And the third is the benefits of a regular walking practice for your body. And this is where most people start. Most people will start a walking practice, unfortunately, because they have a goal to lose weight. And while for many people that's an important goal for your health and wellness, the benefits to your body go so far beyond that. So I'm going to start at the end, which is a regular walking practice has been shown to add up to 7 years to your life.
Wow.
So we have already talked about the fact that it's good for your brain. We've already talked about the fact that it's good for your mood and helps to build what I like to refer to as your vitality, your overall vitality. And now we're talking about the fact that it literally will give you more years to enjoy those things.
That's just beautiful news. And we want to spread this word, don't we, Joyce? We want to tell everybody. It's so simple and obvious, but it's, you know, we've got to tell people.
Absolutely. And I hear from people who will say, it's just a walk. It doesn't count.
Ooh.
Right? It doesn't count as exercise. It's not enough. It doesn't count. It's just a walk.
It's a very significant exercise. And we need to count every walk we undertake because they're all important. Joyce, you gave an amazing TEDx talk and it expanded on this really lovely concept. And that concept is that more walking leads to less loneliness. You know, even though we're all so connected digitally, I sometimes feel really lonely and I guess I'm not alone. Tell us more about how walking in a pack or in a group can eliminate loneliness.
I have been fascinated by the loneliness epidemic that certainly we're experiencing in the US, and I don't think that we are alone in that. We have, as you say, never been as connected as we are digitally, and yet individual feelings of loneliness have been growing, and that research and data comes before the pandemic. So it can only have gotten worse over the last couple of years. And we undertook some research again before the pandemic that revealed that women, that was the cohort we were focused on, women who regularly walk with their friends are 2.5 times less likely to often feel lonely. And that got me really curious about what happens when you walk with other people. Now, I know from my own personal experience, and anybody who walks with their friends, I'm sure has had this experience where your conversation just flows so naturally and goes everywhere. I mean, I've talked about everything with my girlfriends out on a walk. And the research starts to bear that out because there are a few things that happen when you walk together. So among them, you have the time and space away from distractions. And we live in such a distracted world right now between everything that's dinging and binging and all of our obligations. So carving out that measure of time to really be in community with a friend provides that wonderful opportunity. We talked a little bit about how your mind fires up and functions at its best, and those positive hormones fire up. So those things also help to foster that sense of connection. And a really interesting fact is that walking with someone fires up your oxytocin, which is the connection hormone. And there is a reason to see that walking together, firing up that oxytocin, gives you that sense of closeness and collaboration. And the last piece that I believe is really powerful in walking together is you have the time to take moments of silence. And if you stop and reflect on that, when you're walking with someone, you're having that shared experience, you're seeing a bird, you're seeing something worth noting, and you can walk for a few moments in silence. Compare that to like sitting across from somebody at a coffee shop. You're not just going to sit there and stare at each other for 30 seconds in silence. How weird would that feel? So I believe that having the opportunity to give yourself the time and the space, giving yourself the benefits of all that happens physiologically while you're walking and sharing that with a friend really fosters a sense of connection that we all need so, so much.
Absolutely. I agree with everything you've said, Joyce. And I love the idea that we can be out walking and be silent together and just be present in each other's company and support each other just by being. Thank you so much for your wonderful conversation today. I don't know if people can hear it, but I can hear the smile in your voice. You're so passionate about walking, and I thank you for sharing this passion and sharing your businesses with us and encouraging people to get out and get moving and give themselves that extra longevity and that extra health and emotional balance and mental strength that walking can bring us all. Joyce, I like to end my podcast with one final question for my wise and wonderful people who walk. And well, it's a big question. Imagine you are out for a walk and you meet a group of people on one of your beautiful pathways around your home, and they're looking a little bit lost in life and they're seeking more. And let's say in this moment, you're given the opportunity to offer some wonderful words of wisdom as you fall into step with them. But consider this, these guys you've stumbled upon and you're walking with, they're going to listen and they're going to take these wonderful words of wisdom and they're going to follow your advice. What would you say to this group, Joyce?
Something that I say often to our community and something that I say often to myself, because I think the best advice you give to other people is often advice you need to give to yourself from time to time. And that is this: when you need it most, you probably feel like it the least. So when you feel overburdened and you feel stressed and you feel too busy, that's actually the time when you need to step away and practice some self-care. When you feel fatigued, that is often the time that you need to head out for a walk. And it's caused me to realize that when you need it most, it's when you feel like it the least.
I love that, Joyce. And you know what? After the day I've had and the stress levels, I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to go for a walk this evening. Thank you for reminding me of the value of that. Joyce, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on with me today, talking all things walking. Thank you so much for your time. And let's hope we can connect again soon. If anybody would like to find more about you, they need to Google Joyce Shulman and they will stumble upon some wonderful podcasts, TEDx talks, and your websites. So get on there, guys, and get out walking. Thank you, Joyce.
Oh, thank you so much. This was an absolute joy.
It's been great. And don't forget, everybody, go walk your way well.